some of you might have had experience going into a different country where a different language is spoken, one that you may not be familiar with or one that you don't speak. You look for certain things that may be familiar to you to help you clue into what's going on around your environment. If you're in a different country, you have different words for exit and entrance or bathroom or stop, go, whatever it is. It's really important for you to figure out what are these things. And there are some universal language ways to figure out some of these things. Like, for example, picture of a woman for a bathroom or a picture of a man for a men's bathroom. Same thing with kids. They go into an environment that's new to them, that may have a lot of words, a lot of pictures that may not be familiar to them. Our role as a teacher is to make sure that that environment is something that the child can connect back to something that they know so that they can access it in a way that's meaningful for them. It's hard on the young child to go into a room, into a new environment, and not understand how the teacher talks to them or how their friends are talking to them because they don't understand the language. Provide supports for that child to understand their environment so they can see a picture of food. Oh, right here, this is where I can get my water. Oh, this is where I have my picture, so this must be where I put my things or where I hang my coat. Things like that help them find a way to connect to their environment. In terms of instructional groupings, it's important for some children to learn new content along with their peers who speak the same language by someone who preferably can deliver that instruction in the children's language as a way to help them begin to access that information initially. Then when the teacher introduces that same concept to a larger group, they have a link to remember we talked about what fall is and why leaves fall off the trees and the colors of the leaves and all these things in their small grouping. When the teacher introduces it in English, then they have a context of what the teacher is talking about. Those things are very intentional, especially for young children who are not as fluent yet in the school language.